We're doing the Gemara Brachos, we're up to Daf Hei Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, Negeim uvanim inan yisurin shel ahava. Blemishes in children, and we understood at this point that that's a reference to a person burying his own children, are not afflictions of love. Negeim though, the Gemara says, really? Blemishes, white spots of tzaras, cannot be afflictions of love. Ha Tanya, but the Braisa says, Kol mi sheyesh bo echad me'arba me'arot negeim halalu, anyone who has one of the four spots of tzaras, the heres with its tolda, seis or its tolda, inan ela mizbeach kapara, they are none other than an altar of atonement. So the Gemara says, okay, that's fine. Mizbeach kapara havu, yisuin shlava lo havu. They are atonement, but you can't call them afflictions of love. Vibaitim, and if you want, I'll tell you another answer. Halan. Veha lehu, depends on where you're living. In the land of Israel, where you have to leave the three camps, so that's not afflictions of love. But in Chutz La'aretz, where it's just a blemish, there can be afflictions of love. So Tosus over here asks, but that's only relevant in the time of Yovel. And in the days of the Amoraim, they didn't have Yovel. So how could you say that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about something that just wasn't relevant in his time? That white spots are non-afflictions of love. So Tosus here just says it depends on Tuma and Tahara, whether they practiced it in that time. I think the Tosus Rush over here says that till the days of Rava, they still had ashes from the red heifer. I think the Tosus Rush over here points out that the red heifer lasted a long time after the destruction of the Second Temple, and they were still practicing the laws of purity. Vibei Dema, and if you want, Habitzina, I could tell you a third answer. Habitzina, Ha bifachesia. It depends on where the blemish appears. If it's in a place that's covered up, that's one thing. But if it's not under his clothing and everyone sees it, so then that's a different thing. So that depends whether it's just atonement or it's yisurin shel ahava. Uvanim lo, is children really not yisurin shel ahava? Heichidami, how so? Ilem adav lo v'meitu. If a person lost children, could you say that cannot be afflictions of love? Rabbi Yochanan himself used to say, this is the bone of my 10th son who passed away. So you see, he held it wasn't something bad against him. It was something which, obviously, a great man like Rabbi Yochanan only had afflictions of love. When Rabbi Yochanan said that sons is not yisurin shlava, he meant that if a person doesn't have children altogether, that's not yisurin shlava. But if a person had children and buried them, then that could be yisurin shlava. Okay.